This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Hurricane Ian is dumping heavy rain on Florida before it hits full force on Wednesday. State disaster officials are talking about this morning. Kevin Guthrie is the director of the Florida Division of Emergency Management.
The National Hurricane Center is now predicting that landfall will be Venice in 35 hours at 125 miles an hour. So again, Venice in 35 hours at 125 mile an hour, making that a major Category 3 landfalling hurricane.
Kevin Guthrie, emergency official in Florida. The storm made landfall in western Cuba this morning as a Category 3 hurricane. The AP's Donna Warder.
Ahead of the storm, authorities in Cuba evacuated more than 50,000 people in Pinar del Rio province, the country's main tobacco-growing region. There, the storm is expected to bring flooding and heavy rainfall. Ian is expected to strike Florida as early as Wednesday. I'm Donna Warder.
President Biden declared an emergency authorizing Homeland Security and the Federal Emergency Management Agency to coordinate disaster relief and to provide assistance to protect lives and property. Democratic lawmakers have unveiled a stopgap spending measure to finance the federal government through December 16th. This would help communities respond to natural disasters, they say, and provide more support for Ukraine. Federal prosecutors say Biogen has agreed to pay $900 million to resolve allegations that it paid kickbacks to doctors to persuade them to prescribe its multiple sclerosis drugs. Biogen says in a statement it is denying those allegations. Two suspects in custody after an undercover trooper with the Michigan State Police was shot and critically wounded this morning in Detroit. Police say the trooper's family is with him. The investigation into what happened is underway. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker has the latest on what New York is doing about the migrants being bused there.
Hanger-sized tents are going up in New York City to house thousands of migrants who have been bused to the Big Apple as part of a campaign by Republican governors to disrupt federal border policies. Groundwork being laid in this remote corner of the Bronx, the Orchard Beach parking lot. While no migrants were there, Bronx resident Gigi Gilliard showed up. She has concerns and was dropping off warm clothes.
Do they know that they're going to be in tents? Do they know it's going to be like a shelter environment?
With City Shelter's full mayor Eric Adams has said the influx of thousands of migrants is a humanitarian crisis that needs a different approach. But some residents not happy about the tents.
There's some neighborhoods who are concerned about safety. Right, like that is a concern.
Officials also looking at other areas for these tents. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.